NASA puts the right stuff in the right hands. Presented by Science at NASA. April 17, 2009. Imagine a monster tornado is ripping through a neighboring county and bearing down on your hometown. If you live in North Alabama, your forecasters are well prepared to tell you when to take cover. The National Weather Service there shares a building, the National Space Science and Technology Center, with NASA's Short-Term Prediction Research and Transition, or SPORT, Center. SPORT puts state-of-the-art NASA satellite data directly into the hands of forecasters, arming them to recognize weather that threatens your safety. It's not just a matter of them throwing random data sets over the fence to us and hoping we might be able to use them, says Chris Darden from the National Weather Service. They actually work with us to figure out precisely what we need. Then they put that data into a format we can read, integrating it with our radar displays, and they train us to understand and interpret the information they give us. Dr. Gary Jedlovic, SPORT principal investigator, notes, "We're all in this together in this building, and the public is the ultimate winner. Adding our data to the National Weather Service weather models helps forecasters give the community accurate advanced warnings." That tornado you imagined rampaging through an adjoining county is a prime example. SPORT gives forecasters several tools to help predict a thunderstorm's potential for spawning such a tempest. One of the best such tools is the North Alabama Lightning Mapping Array, an 11-sensor network that measures lightning around the area. Think of how your radio crackles noisily when lightning flashes. That's because lightning produces a lot of radio frequency interference. By zeroing in on an unused frequency, the 11 sensors scattered around on water towers, radio towers, and rooftops measure a storm's total amount of lightning. The total lightning data can help forecasters predict whether a storm might generate a tornado, says Rich Blakesley, NASA atmospheric scientist. "We found that often intercloud lightning, not cloud-to-ground lightning, suddenly spikes and then just as suddenly diminishes a very few minutes before a tornado forms." Darden adds, "We add the total real-time lightning data to our radar and wind velocity information to help us make that critical decision about whether to send out an evacuation warning." SPORT also has access to another tool, a dual polarimetric Doppler radar, that actually reveals the shapes of raindrops. Traditional weather radar sends pulses of radiation that oscillate in one direction only, horizontally. Dual polarization radar sends pulses that oscillate in two directions, horizontally and vertically. By combining the reflections from both kinds of pulses, scientists can tell what shape and size a raindrop has. Flatter and wider means bigger raindrops, because the larger the raindrop is, the flatter it gets as it falls, explains Walt Peterson, NASA physical scientist. That information helps weather forecasters better estimate rainfall amounts, and therefore flash flooding and storm intensity. The radar can also tell the difference between rain and hail, because hail is typically spherical, while raindrops tend to flatten out. Adding this information to the strength of the return, forecasters can tell the size of the hail. Large hail indicates powerful updraft and downdraft winds within a thunderstorm, says Peterson. So it usually means a strong storm, and sometimes means that a storm may produce a tornado. "This radar tells us a lot about a potentially violent storm," says Darden. "It's pretty new, so we still have a lot to learn." Listeners, if you'd like to learn more about this story, please visit science.nasa.gov for the full story about NASA's efforts to better predict severe weather. This story was written by Donna Coulter and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.